السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Him and bear witness that there is no deity except Him and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. May Allah peace and prayers be shed upon Him, His companions, His household, and those who follow Him until the day of judgment. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Please forgive me for my glasses. I had a LASIK surgery a couple of days ago and I have to wear it. We were talking about the name of Allah al-Wakil, the one who we depend on to take care of our personal business on our behalf. And today, we have talked before about the following points. The first point we talked about is that the job of depending on Allah is the job of the heart, and the job of the brains and muscles is to use the laws of nature to achieve our goals, and we shouldn't mix both. And then the second point we talked about is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to aid us, but when we reach to the level of desperate, means we run out of things to do, and at that point Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may suspend, if He decides that this is the wise thing to do, may suspend the laws of nature and save us, like He did with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then today, inshallah, we will talk about resolving what might appear to be as a conflict between using the laws of nature and depending on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to rule this universe using the laws of nature. He decided to create the universe and rule it using the laws of nature. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He has created heavens and earth in 6 days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have created heavens and earth using the laws of kun fayakun, the miraculous laws of kun fayakun, as He said at the end of Surah Yasin, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. He could have done that. He could have said to the whole universe, كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. But He decided, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He wanted the universe to form by the laws of nature and to be ruled and controlled by the laws of nature that He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, has designed and enforced. So, He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, wants us to use the laws of nature, wants to rule the universe with the laws of nature, not with the laws of kun fayakun, which are the miraculous laws. And He wants us to achieve our goals using the laws of nature. So there are two extremes when it comes to the laws of nature. The one extreme is the extreme of the mystic people, the people who said we depend on the laws of nature only, the people who say we are like the ones who were sitting in the masjid at the time of Umar, and they say, we are depending on Allah to feed us. If they are sick, they don't go and see the doctor, and they say, okay, Allah gave us the disease, and Allah is going to take it away. We don't want to go see the doctor or take a medication. And then the other extreme are the extreme of the people who depends on the laws of nature only and believe in the laws of nature and don't believe in anything else. So when they get their health back, they thank the laws of nature, they have faith in the laws of nature, and they thank the doctor, and they say, this is a good doctor, this is a good medication, and there is nobody behind that. But the middle path, which is the path of the people who truly depend on Allah, are the ones who use the laws of nature, but they understand that the one who is behind the laws of nature is Allah, the one who grants so-called tawfiq, which is make successful your efforts, the what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For you could have used the laws of nature, and at the end you achieve nothing. Nothing you achieve, because the laws of nature are not successful into recovering you and healing you, because Allah decided that He is not going to grant you tawfiq. So how many times people die even though they are under the care of very good doctors and taking very good medications. So now, if it's up to the laws of nature only, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have never been successful. Why? Because he was one man facing the whole world. And then when he had a bunch of believers around him, they were always outnumbered. Way outnumbered. And they were always as far as equipment and resources, they always had much less resources and much less equipment than the people around them. So using the laws of nature, then it's impossible for them to win, it's impossible for them to prevail. But we find that this is not what happened. Then there has to be another force other than the laws of nature, common sense. And this is why the people who studied the history of Prophet Muhammad say that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say that it is very difficult for us to understand how could one man who was dealing with people who worshipped images and believed and treated these images the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should have been treated. They begged them for their needs. They had faith on them. How could he, starting with people like that, animals didn't kill their baby daughters. They didn't bury their baby daughters alive. The Arabs did bury their daughter alive, their baby daughters alive. How could he, starting from people of this level, be able in 23 years to establish a righteous superpower that spread righteousness in the whole entire world? How could this happen? The laws of nature fail to explain such a victory in such a short of time at such a period where 23 years at that time are barely enough to build a bridge, not to mention establishing a righteous superpower. They at the end explained it, reached to an explanation. They said Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a genius leader who was genius in so many areas. He combined talent in so many areas. At the end, he was successful. But we both know that this is not the secret, because there are so many genius people have lived during the history. None of them was able to establish a righteous superpower in 23 years and end up with reforming the whole world at that time. So the secret is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in two verses in the Quran that there are seen soldiers and unseen soldiers. The laws of nature are seen and known to everybody. They are available to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they were available to the enemies of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they are available to believers and non-believers. They are equally available to the ones who are intelligent, who know how to use them, who know how to utilize them. They are available for everybody. But there are forces that are not available for anybody. They are available for believers only. Allah called them the unseen soldiers. They were mentioned in two places in the Quran. The first place in Surah At-Tawbah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا تَنْصُرُوهُ فَقَدْ نَصَرَهُ اللَّهُ إِذْ أَخْرَجَهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا ثَانِيَ اثْنَيْنِ إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا فَأَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ سَكِينَتَهُ عَلَيْهِ وَأَيَّدَهُ بِجُنُودٍ لَمْ تَرَوْهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described what happened during the event of Hijrah to the Prophet. And then he said, if you don't aid the Prophet, support him and stand by him, if you don't do that, he is supported by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. I am supporting him, Allah is speaking, I am supporting him, and I am supporting him and defending him using unseen soldiers. Unseen soldiers. And the second verse in Surah Al-Ahzab, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ جَاءَتْكُمْ جُنُودٌ فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ رِيحًا وَجُنُودًا لَمْ تَرَوْهَا. O you who believe, remember the favors of Allah on you when they gathered around you and built coalition to destroy you. We have sent on them wind and sent on them unseen soldiers. So those unseen soldiers are not available for everybody. And those unseen soldiers are the ones who explain how could one man by himself with a bunch of people who are useless people, who are, if I may call them, like, they call them scumbags, that this is, those are the pre-Islamic Arabs, that how could Prophet Muhammad, using this kind of people, achieve a righteous superpower in 23 years? And those unseen soldiers are the ones who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supports using them, the ones whom he is pleased with, the ones who depend on him. And this is how Allah subhanahu, one of the ways Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help people achieve tawfiq. Tawfiq is by you, Allah will send those unseen soldiers to make the efforts of the people whom are depending on him tawfiq. Finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, usually, as we said before, He only aids with miraculous forces the desperate people, the people who do everything in their ability to achieve, to get the work done. For example, in Surah Muhammad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that ذَلِكَ وَلَوْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ لَمْ تَصَرَ مِنْهُمْ وَلَكِنْ لِيَبْلُوَ بَعْضَكُمْ بِبَعْضٍ. If Allah want, He would have conquered those people Himself. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that Allah can conquer those coalitions by Himself. But why He isn't doing that? The verse explains, وَلَكِنْ لِيَبْلُوَ بَعْضَكُمْ بِبَعْضٍ. He is testing you. That's the purpose of life. He is not going to do your job for you. He wants you. He doesn't want them to be defeated that way. He wanted them to be defeated by you, through you, not by Him directly. He can, if He wants to. And He would have saved you the battle. Like He said in Surah Al-Ahzab, وَكَفَ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الْقِتَالِ. When the believers proved their quality, passed the test, stood fast, and had full faith in Allah in the battle of Al-Ahzab, then Allah saved them the headache of going through the battle, and He defeated the coalition by Himself. He could have done that all the time, but He wants, وَلَكِنْ لِيَبْلُوَ بَعْضَكُمْ بِبَعْضٍ. And the other example is the one who's in Surah Yasin, قَالُوا أَنُطْعِمُ مَنْ لَوْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ أَطْعَمَهُ. Again, that's another example that they are saying, should we feed the ones that Allah should have fed? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to do our job for us. He can feed them, but He wants us to feed them. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to use the laws of nature. There is a wisdom behind that, which is the test that He subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the universe for. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا.
السلام عليكم ورحمه الله
وبركاته.